Hey, scientists, how critical is pure water to you? In this new podcast, Lab Water Stories Unfiltered, we at Millipore Sigma look closer at this often overlooked lab essential. Tune in as experts drop tips and insights not found in textbooks, taken from their work with MilliQ Lab Water Solutions. Lab Water Stories Unfiltered. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Millipore Sigma is the U.S. and Canada life science business of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany.
Has the job hunt worn you down? Application after application and radio silence? I know why you're here, and I can help you get there. A job offer, a job faster. You can now book me for $2 a minute for 30, 45, 60, or 90 minutes for a video chat interview preparation session. Don't need 45 minutes, don't pay for it. Want to do 30 minutes now and maybe 30 minutes later once you progress? Let's do it. If you aren't getting responses to your application, we'll meet and rework your resume to get noticed. If you aren't passing job interviews, we'll work through a mock interview so you can put your best foot forward with winning responses that make a difference. I'm here to consult with you if you're in a unique situation and want input from someone that has seen it all and can help you succeed, like I have so many others. It's super simple. You just go to jobinterviewexperience.com and click the $2 minute coaching button at the top of the page, select the amount of time you want to meet, and then you can look through my availability without having to pay. Pick a time and pay $2 a minute for 100% of my attention. Check out the testimonials while you're there from listeners to this podcast that I've worked with in just the last couple of weeks. It's blocked into 30, 45, 60 minutes and more, so we won't go over. You won't get charged any more than what you pay for at checkout. Remember that the faster you invest in yourself, the faster you land that dream job. Go to jobinterviewexperience.com or follow the link in this episode's description. I'm excited to meet with you, help identify what's holding you back, and help you take control of your career today. Okay, everybody, settle down, quiet now. You're gonna wanna hear what I'm gonna talk about. It's the strengths episode. Hey, everybody, you're gonna be asked the strengths question in the interview. You know that, right? Now that everybody's paying attention, we covered the weaknesses interview question in the weaknesses episode. Now it's time to cover the strengths question. Don't worry, today's episode is your secret weapon. We're going to dissect the strengths question, expose its sneaky motives, and turn you into a smooth-talking interview champion. But seriously, the strengths question, it can be tricky. It's your chance to shine. It really is. But it is also kind of a minefield. It exposes a lot of arrogance in people. The weaknesses question exposes arrogance because people think they have no weaknesses. They can't answer it. The strengths question does it for other reasons. We've all thought about this question. A lot of you have been asked before or anticipate being asked it. It's just awkward, isn't it? Stuttering through what you think is best about yourself, trying to sound humble, yet confident, yet professional, yet hardworking, yet not generic. Being asked the strengths question gives you the opportunity to show your tact in conversation, as any decent candidate is going to carefully navigate through the weaknesses answer. You want to accurately represent yourself and give truthful answers without throwing yourself under the bus. When you're asked about the strengths question, your top strengths, keep in mind that there's more to this question than meets the eye. In this episode, I'm going to give an overview of why the strengths question is asked so you can understand the reasoning behind it to help you avoid a couple mistakes. I'm going to give you an outline of how to answer your three top strengths, plus a bonus strength that helps cement your candidacy. I'm also going to cover some common mistakes with the strengths question that's made while answering this. A couple of them are mistakes that I see all the time. First, let's read a couple of reviews from listeners just like you. Insightful and Systematic by Grateful Applicant. I found this podcast yesterday and have already listened to every episode. I thought I was effective in my job search previously, but Matthew has provided countless ways to level up further. Episodes are focused on specific topics in the job search and easily digestible. I look forward to applying these recommendations as I continue my search. Marissa Vaughn says, great podcasts, short and to the point. Looking for a review prior to my first interview in 5 years. I made a lot of notes using this podcast, very helpful. I like that the podcast is short and to the point. Easy to learn something new quickly. And then Slice of Life leaves 2 out of 5 stars. Those last 2 or 5-star reviews, Slice of Life says, rambles a lot. I would listen to it, but I couldn't get past how he loves the sound of his own voice. I'm working on rambling. I really am. Marissa Vaughn says it's short and to the point. Slice of Life says I ramble a lot. I will try and cut down the rambling. I read these reviews to help you see the success that other listeners have had. Asking you right now, I haven't received a review in over a month, I think a little longer than that. If you would go to Apple Podcasts, please leave a written review. And if you have found this podcast helpful, please leave a 5-star rating. It helps me immensely. So knowing your strengths, knowing your top strengths can benefit a hiring company. Of course, there's more to you than just what's on your resume. And the interview and questions like this can help bring information forward that your resume can't convey. Knowing your strengths can help you find your place within a company and complement needs and talent gaps in the organization. Some factors here of the interview and this question is there when they ask you your strengths, they're looking for self-assessment. So interviewers want to see if you have a good understanding of your own strengths. This shows self-awareness and the ability to identify your valuable qualities. This really mirrors the weaknesses question. That's also a self-assessment. Are you self-aware? Can you identify what you're bad at? Can you identify what you're good at? Think about what that means if you can't identify what you're good at. Think of hiring someone to work on your home. And do you want someone to fix a complicated thing on, let's say, your furnace or air conditioner? It'd be really nice if you have a buddy who does plumbing and he says, hey, I'm not good at AC, so I'm not going to mess with it. That's my weakness. That's good because you don't want that person messing with it because that's your weakness. If you find someone who comes to your house and says, hey, this problem you have, this is what I spend all my time on. The wiring issues are my strength. I'm not good at installing these, but fixing this problem you have, that's what I do all day, every day. Well, that's your person. You want to know these things just like a company does. It makes a difference on who you bring it. They're also looking for alignment with the job. So by highlighting your strengths, you're essentially making a case for why you're a good fit for the specific role. When you talk about this generally, it doesn't make as much sense. But when you're truthful and you say, hey, with this job, these are the things that I'm really good at. These are the personality traits that I have. If they align with that role, then that helps move your candidacy forward. Say that you're applying for a sales role, but you say, hey, my strength is I do my best work when I'm alone and solo. My weakness is that I really don't like talking to other people. Not a good fit for the sales role. So this helps find alignment, good or bad. The interviewer can assess if your strengths match the skills and qualities, not so much responsibilities, qualities listed on the job description. And then, of course, you answer this question. So they are going to get a preview of your communication and presentation skills. The strengths question allows you to showcase your communication skills if you can clearly and confidently articulate your strengths. It's also a chance to demonstrate your enthusiasm for the position by emphasizing the strengths that are relevant to the job, which we're going to dig into in just a minute. And then you can get a little insight on your working style. Your chosen strengths can reveal a lot about how you approach work. For instance, highlighting leadership as a strength suggests initiative and the ability to motivate others. This helps interviewers understand how you might fit within the team dynamic. In short, the top strengths question goes beyond just listing skills. It's a way for interviewers to get a well-rounded picture of your capabilities, self-awareness, and fit for the role. Another point here is it provides context for your weaknesses. Knowing your strengths can help set the stage for discussing your weaknesses. You might mention a strength that requires continuous development, demonstrating self-awareness and a willingness to learn. And you can even, as you work through these, mirror and balance your strengths and weaknesses. A lot of times, whatever our greatest strength is, there's a opposite factor there that's our weakness. There's something really important to keep in mind here. During your interview, the recruiter asks you this, the hiring manager asks you this, the owner of the company asks you this, whoever it might be. They're going to ask you this question, and they probably aren't going to take your word for it. If they're not going to take your word for it, why even ask the question? Well, we're going to dig into that today. The strengths question shouldn't be as scary as the weaknesses question that I covered a couple episodes ago. The weaknesses question is more of a trap, a huge opportunity for job seekers to screw up. The strengths question, however, allows you to either mess up, look okay, and pass to the next question, or look great while avoiding some big stumbling points. What you need to demonstrate while answering this question is self-awareness and humility. Professional organizations expect their employees to be confident, not arrogant, self-aware, but not insecure, able to recognize your own talents without stumbling over your self-belief. Recruiters and hiring managers will be watching out for these red flags of arrogance, but also they'll keep an eye out for a lack of self-confidence. Self-confidence is important. You need to believe in yourself and your abilities to take on big tasks and get things done. I know you are in your job search right now, and this probably isn't the time in your life where you feel the most self-confident. But for your interview, you need to realize what you've accomplished, what you've done so far, and what you can do in the future, how you can help this company. Just the fact that you got the interview should build your confidence. You have to bring it with you for this question so that when you're asked, you can truthfully, humbly tell them what makes you, you, and what those strengths are that make you great. So let's jump into my top three strengths. The order in which to use them, which I'll give you strategies and how to answer the strengths question like a top professional. You all are being really quiet in this classroom right now. Don't make me play my YouTube video of the classroom again. Okay, that's gone. Here are your top three strengths for your job interview. Strength number one, a strength for the proposed job. Strength two, a strength from your last job. Strength three, a personality strength of yours. And I even have a bonus strength that we'll get to towards the end of the episode, but I'm not going to tell you yet. Like the weaknesses question, the worst case scenario is that you will be asked to list three strengths. Chances are you will only be asked to share one strength. I never ask people for top three strengths. I think that's a little goofy. I think it's almost disrespectful in some ways to like come to the front of the class and tell us your three strengths. Recruiters will do whatever. They probably have a system. They're not trying to be mean or disrespectful. I think one strength is plenty. People will share more if they want to. I'm not here to prepare you for an easy interview where you're just asked one strength. I'm here to help you outperform everyone else at the interview and perform like a pro. So you'll need to prepare at least three strengths. Three is fine. And I'll even give you that bonus strength that you can add on. You will know whether to mention this or not. This is on top of your main strength, the bonus strength. So digging into my top three strengths, the first strength you will use is the strength for the proposed job.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
The job you're interviewing for. Dig into the job description. You should have learned how to do that from episodes like the job description and resume breakdown episode I put out. If you haven't listened to that, I would recommend you make that a priority. As you dissect the job description, look for specific traits that they are looking for that are also personal characteristics of yours. I can't tell you what this is, but you will know what your talents are and what they're looking for. They might say well-organized. They might say technically adept. They might say leadership skills. They might say someone who's on time, whatever that is, right? Look through the job description. If it doesn't say, if it's a dry job description, make assumptions on what the top priorities are for a job like this. So if in accounting or taxes, or you're a controller, or you are a CFO, they're probably not looking for someone who's like a crazy salesperson. They're probably looking for someone who focuses on accuracy. Does that make sense here where I'm going? So strength number one is a strength that correlates with the proposed job. So without directly saying this during your interview, your first answer will be to align your top strength with something they need in the job. For another example, one of your strengths might be taking initiative and doing research. If you're applying for a job where you are researching new markets, new software, new clients, so on and so forth, you can share how when you look to buy a car or go on vacation or help a nonprofit make plans for the next quarter, so on and so forth, that you enjoy doing that research and you are sought after for your ability to dig into the details, dig into the data, and find the best options. You can also, of course, use examples from your last job, which is strength number two. Strength number two is a strength of yours that you applied to your last job. Examples of that might include your ability to adopt new programs quickly, your perfect attendance record, how you were acknowledged as a leader in your department, how you were able to surpass quotas or KPIs, things like that. What's important here is to include quotes from your last boss or manager and how you are recognized by someone besides yourself for this work. Having data or a quote on an impact you made, like phone calls answered, units sold, anything like that, will provide hard evidence of your claims and will make you stand out as a well-prepared professional that understands how you benefit an organization. I'm going to say this again. Think back on performance reviews. Think about coworkers, owners, bosses. Think about feedback they've given you, how they said it, the words they used. When you say something good about yourself, that's great, but people don't always take your word for it. when you're at the interview and you say, you know, my last boss, Larry, complimented me more than once. But I remember one time he said, it makes such an impact that you come in a little bit early every day, because it seems like everything runs more smoothly once you get here and get the ball rolling, whatever that might be. When you say that, instead of just saying I was on time, it makes a big impact to the recruiters. Strength number three is a personality strength. This can be something that applies to your work, but also needs to be something that's important outside of the professional realm. This demonstrates that you are not only a good hire, but you're also a good person outside of work. Examples for this need to be personal. So I can't list every example. An example might be a story of your own perseverance, helping others in need, dedication to a cause you care about, so on and so forth. Don't make it sappy. Don't try and make yourself seem like you're like such an amazing person. But just talk about you and what you've done to help others, or something that is kind of the foundation of who you are, whether that be getting out in the sunshine, volunteering, perseverance through something hard you went through without getting too far into the story, things like that. Make sure to not seem like you're trying to brag about yourself and how great you are. It's an easy mistake to make here. What you want to do is humbly state facts about something that you have done or accomplished to answer the question. So that could be, you know, maybe I was preparing for a marathon, and during that preparation, something happened where I could only get 5 hours of sleep a night. As hard as it was, I pushed myself to still do my runs. When I was exhausted, I did my runs. When I was well-rested, I did my runs. But what I learned is applying that consistency in my own life translates to the business world. And I know all businesses have ups and downs and stressful parts to them. But when you persevere and push through it, great things can happen. Something like that. Finally, the bonus strength. I've already given you three strengths, which is more than I should have given you. It's more than enough. But on the job interview experience, I'm here to go above and beyond for you. And this is another great answer. So I want to give you something that gives a little bit of an edge in your interview. Your bonus strength that you can list is a strength that aligns with the company's culture. You need to do research on what makes their culture strong and unique. This is important as it will help align you with more than the work you do. Also, the values, personality, another word is culture, the culture of the company, the personality of the company. This can be as deep as finding out that you also volunteer with an organization that the hiring company donates money or resources or time to. This could be something like how you care deeply about cancer research and how you found out the hiring company supports that as well. Look into what they do. Bigger companies typically have a list of organizations that they support, or in their about section, they might list things that they do as a company to help certain organizations. Find a way to connect the dots. It might not be that. Maybe the hiring company has a bicycling team, a ping pong tournament, or an ugly sweater party. That's something that's right up your alley. So it can be deep. It can be funny. It can be as active as you prefer. Also, do your research. And as you do your research, you'll find the right way to align yourself with the company in this way. If you really can't find anything, if there's things on the company's website, like they give a lot of information, but you can't find anything you align with, maybe you should really consider if this company will be a good fit for you and you'll be a good fit for them. So let's talk about mistakes that I've commonly seen when asking this question and some ways to solve this. So the biggest one is some people will get a little bit arrogant with this and really make it seem like they've saved the world a couple times. So don't do that. The next biggest thing I saw, generic responses. Don't just list generic strengths like you're a hard worker or a team player. Everyone claims these because they don't have anything better to list. So focus on specific strengths that are relevant to the job description. The next thing is lack of examples that you can add to your response. Just like I said with adding quotes, don't just say you're a strong communicator, back it up. provide an example from past work experiences when you effectively communicated a complex idea or resolved a communication issue. The STAR method will help guide you on this: situation, task, action, result. It's a helpful framework for this and many other interview questions. Like I said before, you don't have to be asked a STAR question to give a STAR answer. People will focus on weaknesses disguised as strengths. So avoid mentioning weaknesses disguised as strengths. For example, saying something like, I'm a perfectionist. It might sound good on the surface, but it can also imply inflexibility or difficulty delegating tasks. I've seen this. People will say, I make sure that everything is right before I do this or that or whatever else. Avoid doing that. Like, it's going to be read into more than you think. And then, of course, bragging or a lack of confidence. There's a fine line between confidence and arrogance. Highlight your strengths with enthusiasm, but avoid bragging. On the other hand, don't undersell yourself either. Speak confidently about your abilities. And then also unrelated strengths. So focus on strengths directly connected to the job or with the examples I gave you. Don't mention a strength that, well, impressive isn't relevant to the position you're interviewing for. So I've seen this. Like physical activity, it can be used in this, like I said, with like the marathon training thing. That's perfect. But I've seen people use like their sports stats to show that they're like a winner. And maybe you could pull something good from that experience, but like being an amazing quarterback isn't, like in high school, isn't really like what we're focused on when we're hiring a accountant. So avoid that. Make sure that what you think is cool isn't only being mentioned because you think it's cool. Make sure it's relevant. Again, the strengths question is an important one that you need to display your self-confidence and your self-awareness of what you have to offer, while at the same time being humble. This is another answer to take time to prepare before your interview. Listen back through this podcast again with a pen and pencil. That will help. While you're spending time preparing for your interview, remember that you might have several interviews coming up, but you will have multiple interviews throughout your career. Preparing for your interview now helps set you up for success in the short term, but it also lays a foundation for looking professional and standing out in the long run. And I'm here to help you do exactly that. So thanks for listening. I really hope during this that you left a review, a rating and review. If you're on Spotify, all you can do is leave a rating. Please go there. If you would, leave a 5-star review on Apple. If you would write in, tell me about your experience, what you've learned so far as well. I am eternally grateful and I'll read it on air. I can't wait to see it. Can't wait to see the impact this has made so far. That's what gives me the energy and enthusiasm to crank out the best content possible, is seeing that this is working for you. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.